Thank you for tuning in to the Sunday Hour. I hope you're enjoying our programming. Keith T. does such a marvelous job in production and recording, and I want to thank you all for the opportunity to share from the Word of God. My name is Mike Klump. I am a pastor in Saltville, Virginia. It wasn't always the case. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. By the time I left home at 17 to go into the military, I had spent some time around church, but I was a cultural Christian, not a believer in Jesus as I know him and understand him today. I knew there was a God, or thought I did, and I knew his son, Jesus, and I knew that we were supposed to follow Jesus and be good people, care for those that were less fortunate than ourselves. When I went in the military, however, I began to wonder, is this really the truth of who God is and what God is? As I continued my time in the military and then my time in university, I began to explore other ideas, other thoughts, other feelings, other universal concepts of God, concepts from foreign religions, Hinduism, Buddhism. I studied Islam. I studied some of the Christian literature from non-Christian sects that follow Jesus, Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons. And each time I found that the teaching did not quite cover the hole in my heart, where I was longing for truth and longing for God. Meantime, my life continued and spiraled in its own way further and further away from God. I was an actor, and I was living in the southern part of the United States and doing very well. I was also writing, had an opportunity to advance my career as an actor, but chose instead to withdraw and focus on my writing. While I was withdrawn and focused on my writing, I came to a place where I confronted God in prayer and I said, God, I don't know who you are or what you are, but if you reveal yourself to me, I will follow you. Over the course of the next 6 months, there were an undeniable number of events that confirmed and affirmed that God was revealing himself to me to be the God of the Bible. And so I was forced to address this notion that maybe God and Jesus and the Bible were the cornerstone of truth. I didn't want to do this. The Jesus culture to me seemed to be an enemy of the arts, an enemy of intellectuals, and I was both an artist and an intellectual, and so I resisted. But eventually I came to a place where the Holy Spirit confronted me with my prayer. If you reveal yourself to me, I will follow you. And so on January 1st in the town of Charlotte, North Carolina, I got down on my knees and I said, okay, Father, I will follow. I expected to go through some type of catharsis and immediate spiritual uplift. All I really received was a release of the burden of denial. And I began to hunger for more and more biblical knowledge. A few years later, I found myself at Dallas Theological Seminary where I studied and then entered into ministry in the inner cities of New Orleans, Dallas, and Chicago. Ever since then, it has been my joy to share how God helped me overcome my anger, my issues of substance abuse, my issues of pride, and share with you from the Word of God what God has taught me. That's why I do the Sunday Hour. That's why I come to you each week. Today, I will finish with just a prayer, and that prayer would be that our Father would reveal himself more fully each and every day to you. Pray with me, please. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to teach. I thank you for the opportunity to share. I know brothers and sisters in the world are suffering a variety of different things, from health to financial setbacks to war to terrorism. Father, even in some areas, they are quite blessed, but they're dealing with their own personal debts, their own personal struggles. Father, I pray that all the brothers and sisters who are listening today would look within themselves, and wherever they are in Christ, they would seek to walk a little deeper, a little closer, and a little more in tune with you. Continue to reveal yourself, as you have to me, to all of those who pray this prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Have a great Sunday.